I am proud to report that the state of our city is strong.
And he declared, "This is our time." But at the same time, Mayor Byron Brown says the city's recovery remains fragile. After listing many developmental victories, including Oshai Children's Hospital, UB's new Jacobs Medical School building, and the forthcoming Explore and More Children's Museum at Canalside, the mayor spoke of wanting to make Buffalo one of the most equitable and inclusive cities in North America. One of the challenges is access to more affordable housing.
Over the past year, my administration has worked with Empire State Development, the New York State Affordable Housing Corporation, Sony May, M&T Bank, and Habitat for Humanity on developing a new program for creating home ownership in Buffalo's abandoned properties.
Mayor Brown announced that single and double homes sold by the city of Buffalo will now be eligible for a new Sony May mortgage plan that includes the cost of purchase and rehabilitation. Rehab costs exceeding the cost of the mortgage will be covered by the city through state grants. He also provided progress reports on development in the Northland Corridor, expansion of free Wi-Fi in the Jefferson Corridor, and public safety. He announced that Byron Lockwood, who was named interim police commissioner upon Daniel Durenda's retirement, has been nominated to hold the post on a permanent basis, and he issued a challenge.
I've tasked Commissioner Lockwood with achieving full accreditation by New York State within the year. This is an ambitious goal, but I'm confident that with the support of his leadership team, this goal will be accomplished.
The mayor also paid tribute to two individuals who passed away in recent months. Brown announced that Buffalo police officer Craig Lehner, who died in a diving training mishap last October, has been posthumously promoted to lieutenant. And as a tribute to the late longtime M&T Bank leader Robert Wilmers, the mayor posthumously awarded him a key to the city. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.